Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wrote it in 6 minutes, Evil Woman. The actual chorus and the verse. Because they're all the same chords. Evil woman. Evil woman. Evil woman. Evil woman. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO, day five about their fifth album, Face the Music, from 1975. A lot of F sounds there. So this album came out in September of 75, released by United Artists in the US and Jet Records in the UK. So what we have here is ELO kind of moving away. They maybe went a bit overboard with the orchestration on the previous album and also the concept nature of it. And so on this record, we're getting more, quote, radio-friendly pop rock songs. You know, the strings are still going to be there, but I don't think it's a coincidence that this was their first album to go platinum when the band started focusing on more radio-friendly pop rock songs. Cellist Mike Edwards had left the band during the El Dorado tour and was replaced by Melvin Gale. They also have a new bass player, Kelly Grocut. The album was recorded at Musicland Studios in Munich, Germany. That studio was recommended to them by Deep Purple. They toured North America, opening for Deep Purple for the El Dorado tour. So this is the first album they recorded at Musicland. They would record most of their future albums there because Jeff Lynne became very fond of that studio and also very fond of the sound engineer at that studio, Mac. So I guess Lynne's vision for this album was moving more towards songs that would be memorable rather than kind of the progressive meandering style and the symphonic style of the first three albums and El Dorado too. So on the album cover, we see an electric chair. And then on the back cover, the band members have their faces pressed against the glass. And I guess the concept there was that they were watching someone being electrocuted in the electric chair on the cover. Member Richard Tandy is actually looking away because he didn't like the idea of watching someone being executed, so he didn't participate. All right, so let's get into this album, Face the Music. Opens with a song called Fire on High. And, you know, you'll probably remember yesterday I went off at the end about the Christian fundamentalists and how they thought that Jeff Lynne was trying to convert their children to Satanism with a hidden backwards message. So Jeff Lynne decided to have some fun with that at the beginning of this song and include an actual backwards message. So let's hear what that backwards message sounds like if you play it frontwards.
The music is reversible, but time is not. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back.
Another interesting thing that I notice about this intro to this song is it reminds me a lot of the intro that Gene Simmons put on his Kiss solo album in 1978. All right, now my verdict about this opening track on Face the Music, which is called Fire on High, is that it is a pretty pointless 5.5 minute instrumental. So skip. All right, so the first actual song on Face the Music, the second track, is also the shortest song on side one. It's a very nice ballad type song with great melodies, but still, it feels like it reminds me of other songs that came before, and I can't pinpoint what songs this reminds me of, but it definitely feels derivative in that way. Great production. I like the instrumental orchestrated bits as well. So this is definitely a very well done song. Up next is Evil Woman, which Jeff Lynne claimed to have written in just a few minutes, and I could tell. And also, you know, he wrote it towards the end of the recording because he needed another song. I mean, it's literally filler because they were like, gotta make this album longer, I better write another song. And then it became a huge hit, so there you go. That's just how that works sometimes. This is a, you know, what is this, white man funk? It's kind of gross. I've never liked this song. You know, this song has always been there. It's always been in the zeitgeist. Growing up, hearing it on the radio, never liked it. This is not my style. I don't like this kind of music for whatever reason. That's just my taste. And also, I suppose there's like a definite disco feel, pre-disco, I don't know. You know, ELO definitely had some disco songs, and I guess this is one of them. I do not like this song. Up next, the last song on side one is called Night Rider. And here we get Jeff Lynne and bassist Kelly Grocut trading vocals. The song has a mellow beginning, but it kicks in a big way at about 45 seconds. And I love that part when it kicks in. This is a very fun song. It's pretty great and also a very nice use of the orchestra. I recall the situation clear. Standing in a crowded car, I can feel a need in me. Yeah.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, flipping the record over, side two opens with a song called Poker, a fast-tempo guitar rocker with bassist Kelly Grocut on lead vocals. This is a killer rock song. The synthesizer bits are kind of ridiculous, or I guess I think there's a Moog on here. I guess that's a Moog. It's pretty ridiculous, those parts. I don't know if you would call it dated. It's also too high in the mix. The song has kind of a muddy sound. ELO usually sounds better than this song. Just the production or the mix or what have you. And the more instruments you put on there, probably the harder it gets. I definitely wish that the guitars and the vocals for this song sounded better. But this is a pretty irresistible song.
Sliding up your sleeve, because the world's in green.
Second song on side two is called Strange Magic. This is another song from this album that has been kind of ubiquitous. Jeff Lynne apparently wrote this song on piano while the band was on tour for El Dorado. And this song is kind of has that smooth 70s sound, that slow rock vibe that really turns me off. Just like Evil Woman, I don't like this song, and I swear to you, I'm not being a contrarian. I just don't like this style of rock, quote, rock music from the 70s.
Sailing softly through the sun in a broken Stone Age dawn, you fly so high, I get a
All right, up next is a song called Down Home Town. And once again, we get some backwards masking, but it's actually the chorus of Waterfall. And to me, this is a pointless attempt at hillbilly rock.
The world outside don't like us much, 'cause they ain't got a classy touch, but they ain't good enough to breathe. This town's good here, we may come leave, but it's numb, numb, numb. Really can't do that. Numb, numb, numb. Down Home Town.
Closing out the album, Face the Music, is a song called One Summer Dream. Apparently, this was the first ELO song that Jeff Lynne's cantankerous father admitted to liking. You really hear that Jeff Lynne production sound that we would all become so familiar with. You really hear that on this song. It's a nice song. It flows. It's kind of hypnotic. But at 6 minutes, it's a bit much. But one of the better songs on the album. So looking at this album overall, a few really good songs. Poker is awesome, but there's too much that I don't really like. So wouldn't want to listen to this full album. I really would just want to listen to a couple of songs. So hopefully I will like the next album more. We will find out tomorrow when we talk about a new world record.
Oh, Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.